You're about to experience a life-giving message from Bishop Kevin Foreman, the People's Bishop, pastor of Harvest Church. We exist to lead people to totally love God, love people, and love life as one church in global locations. Wherever you are, we are. Find out more on our website at www.harvestchurch.church or stay connected and get our mobile app by texting the word HARVEST to the number 55498. Your faithful giving is how we continue to bring life-giving messages like these to you. So bless what blesses you in our app or online at www.harvestchurch.church/give.
Let's make our confession of faith together. It's at the bottom of the screen. Let's pray it together and speak it together. I'm in my year of more. God will do more in me. God will do more through me. God will do more for me. In Jesus' name, amen. So God, we say, have your way. Get the glory tonight, God. We are open and we are ready. Speak, Lord. Come on, tell them Wednesday. Say, speak, Lord. Say, I need to hear from you. Can you lift your hands and worship your God for 5 seconds? Come on, in the building and online, like he's about to speak to you. Like he's about to speak to us. God, we need to hear a word from you. Don't let us leave the same. Don't let us walk out of here the same. In Jesus' name. Elbow somebody close to you and say, fix your attitude. Come on, grab a seat. Let's get into the word tonight. Let's get into the word tonight. So on Sunday, I taught you that you need an unusual attitude. This month is a month where we're focusing on unusual is our theme. But the truth is your life has been unusual. Say unusual. What does unusual mean? It means not habitual or common. Let's be honest. Your life has never been like everybody else's. You've never been common, and you've always been interesting because you're different from, and watch me, the truth is your difference often makes people make them think that you think that you're better than them. But how many can be honest with you that you never thought that about yourself, but the way you carry yourself, it intimidates some people. The way you do what you do when you do what you do, it intimidates some people. And I need you to stop apologizing for being unusual. Let's go. I need you to stop trying to fit in and water yourself down to make average, regular people feel comfortable. Baby, if you come around me, you either better come up or you can step off. Why? Because I'm not coming down to your average. I'm not coming down to your regular. I know my habits aren't like yours. That's why, watch me, what's in my hands is not like what everybody else has. Because my habits are not like what everybody else has. I know that what I conquer is not like what everybody else can conquer because I'm not coming. I wish there were some unusual people in the building and online. Watch me. Well, you were excited about the fact that you're not like everybody else. I'll give you an opportunity to release an unusual praise right there. Come on, Wednesday, say, I'm not like everybody else. And say, and I don't want to be. Come here, you're like a Joshua that when everybody else left the tent, Joshua was still in the tent serving Moses. And they looked at him and said, you're dumb. Why are you staying this late? Why are you doing this? But what they didn't understand is that Joshua, watch me, God was setting Joshua up to do something unusual. Because you think Joshua was actually Joshua's name. I want to teach tonight. His name was actually Hoshea, which means God can save. Because of the way he served the man of God, Moses, Moses said, I'm about to change your name to Joshua, which means God has saved. Pay attention. One thing is about to happen, but because of how you serve, it has happened. I'm going to tell somebody the things you do that other people don't understand, they're about to see the fruit of. They're about to see the results of. And I rebuke you thinking that something was wrong with you doing something unusual because you were letting regular average people get in your ear. I pray that God will put some other unusual people around you. I pray that God will put some other unusual people in your orbit and in your circle so that you would recognize when you live like nobody else. You get to live like nobody else. When you do what nobody else will do, you get to have what nobody else can have. On three, holler unusual and push it with a praise. One, two, three, unusual. Push it with a praise, right? Don't want to be like everybody else. Don't want to be like everybody else. It ain't even working for them. Let's go. Let's go to work. Let's go to work. So this message is this, how to fix your attitude. Why? Because your attitude determines your altitude. You can only go as high as your attitude will allow you. Look at me. If you're mad about your level, I'm here to tell you it's your fault.
It's not the devil. It's not your mama. It's not your curse. It's not your city. It's not your race. It's not your sex. It's not your background. It's not because you're a woman. It's not because you're black. It's not because you're Mexican. It's not because you're this. Your attitude determines your altitude. Can I prove it to you? Daniel, watch me. He was a Hebrew, but he was in a pagan administration. Pay attention. He was a believer, and he was dealing with unbelievers that were not only, look at me, that were not only unbelievers, but they were a different ethnic background. Let's talk. But Daniel's attitude was a spirit of excellence. His attitude, watch me, took him up where other people went down. Why? Because Daniel says, I'm unusual. Okay, you're not going to talk to me? Joseph served an Egyptian pharaoh. That means he's a different ethnicity. Watch me. And pharaoh is a different age. He's a different generation. But yet Joseph becomes, watch what he says, a father to pharaoh. And he becomes the first prime minister. Why? Because Joseph's attitude took his altitude up. I'm here to tell somebody, the moment you stop blaming other people and start saying, God, I'm going to fix my attitude because it's my attitude that determines my altitude. Watch me. Nobody else can keep me down. Nobody else can block me. Nobody else can stop me. Nobody else can shut me down. It's only my attitude that determines my altitude. I wish you were sitting next to somebody that was about to take off. Let me check your rope. Because if you're sitting next to somebody with a good attitude, they're excited about their future. Just touch them and say, hey, 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 you're about to take off. They ain't the one. Talk to somebody else, please. Touch them. Say, hey, 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 you are about to take off. This is the lowest you'll ever be, and you ain't doing bad now, but you're about to go to a whole nother level. You're about to do what you never thought you'd do. Why? Because your attitude determines your altitude. Somebody shout, I'm going all the way up. So how do we fix your attitude? Your attitude is comprised of your speaking, your thinking, watch me, and your reasoning. These things form your attitude. Now, what is your attitude? Your attitude is your settled way of thinking or feeling about something or someone. Look at me. It's not what it is. It's the way you feel about it. Oh. Why are y'all playing with me? See, here's the deal. You keep wanting God to change it. God says, I'm not going to change it until it changes you. Whatever hasn't changed won't change until you change. I'll say it again. Do y'all not speak the King's English? Whatever hasn't changed won't change until you change. That's why you fasted, you've prayed, you've sowed, and God said, I ain't changing nothing. Here, why? Because you're going to have to change. There are some things that God will use to force your attitude to change. And until you change your attitude, you're going to be like the children of Israel. You're going to be skipping around the mountain for 40 years and skipping around the mountain for 40 years. I think there's a few people in the building and online tonight that can say, I'm sick and tired of going through the same circles. I'm sick and tired of going through the same ups and downs. Watch me. And it's not going to change until your attitude changes. Lay your hands on yourself. Say, get your attitude together. The children of Israel were supposed to take 11 days to leave Egypt to go into their promised land. 11 days. But instead, it took 40 years for them to finally turn. And then it was the 41st year that they actually stepped into the promised land. Why is this significant? Because this means a whole generation had to die because it took that long to change their attitude. Y'all not gonna say nothing. For some of you, watch me. You keep talking about God. Why is it taking so long? Because your attitude sucks. Why is it taking so long? Because your speaking, your thinking, and your reasoning are not a positive attitude. Let's go. Your thinking, your reasoning, and your speaking are not a positive attitude. Your attitude, watch me, has got your altitude to where instead of your plane going up, your plane, watch me, is going down. I came tonight, though, because for every person where your attitude has been off, that thing is about to turn up. Prophesy with your body. Your attitude's about to turn up. Prophesy with your body. Your attitude's about to turn up. Prophesy with your body. Your attitude's about to turn up. Look at somebody. Say, your attitude's about to turn up. I prophesy Miami. Your attitude's about to turn up. I prophesy Denver. Your attitude's about to turn up. I prophesy San Antonio. Your attitude's about to turn up. Put a praise behind it right there. No, 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 no,
So watch what Paul says. Come on, let's go. Watch what Paul says. Paul says this. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. Many grown people have childish attitudes. What does a child do when they can't have what they want? Complain. How does a child think when they can't get what they want? They're being victimized. How does a child reason when things don't go the way that they want to? Their reasoning is that I'll take my marbles and go home. And, you ready? You ready? Everybody look at me. But Paul says, but when I became a man, which means there's a difference between being a male and a man. Which means being a man is a choice. Being a male is by birth. Being a lady is a choice. Being a skeez, okay, no, just being a lady is a choice. Being a female is by birth. You ready? So when I became, in other words, Paul said, I had to make a decision that the way I speak doesn't match who I am. Look at me. You are too mature to be speaking that stupid. Can I be honest with you as a shepherd? Look, in 17 years of doing this, that's a long time to do anything. I look younger today than when I started. Look at me. He'll renew your youth like an eagle. Oh, and thanks be to God, he renews my youth like an eagle. You ready? Everybody look at me. Here's the deal. As a shepherd, it's crazy to watch people make so much progress and then watch their attitude shift. It's like, how are you speaking like this? Look at your neighbor and say, you know better. I don't even like the way they said it to you. Look at the other one. Say, now you know better. So because you had one bad day, all of a sudden now you doubt the God that's gotten you through 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years. The way you think, your thought process, it's a crazy thing as a shepherd to listen to people explain how they think and have to sit there and say, oh my God, what's going on in your head? Because it's not a whole lot of what you've been taught. It's quiet in this building. Then to look at how people reason, well, your reason, the way you make decisions. As a shepherd, it's a crazy thing to watch people that have got the word, been taught the word, been filled with the word, come to that conclusion. What was the point of getting the lesson of when you needed it, you were going to lose it? I need you to prophesy to yourself, say, but never again, never again, never again, never again. Paul said, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child, but when I decided to become a man, I gave up. Look at me, I gave up, look at me, I gave up my childish ways because I ain't playing with no fake money now, this real money. Which means I don't have time to be making stupid financial decisions. Watch me, because God's got too much to do through me. I don't have time to be getting my credit messed up because God's about to do something amazing through me. But watch me, this is how some of y'all do your friends. This is what you do. You play dolls. And y'all play dress up. Y'all play dress up. Watch me. And then when you don't like her, go. And then... And then watch me. Then you sitting up here, and then watch me. And then watch me. You play. This is how you do life. You play. Everything's a game to you. Y'all ain't gonna talk. You don't take anything seriously. But watch me. And watch me. And every time you build something, you only build something. Watch me. Just for pretend, because you never intended to see it through. Just quiet. In the building. Okay, let's go further. Some of you've all been out of shape because you just play Twister with your life. Because today, I think I feel right hand today. Right hand on yellow. But then watch me. But then when you're not feeling that, let's just see. Let me call my ex and see how they feel. Let me get on social media and see how I should feel. Let me call somebody that ain't got a pot nor a window and see what they think about what I'm doing. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me? Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me? Okay. Watch me. Everything. Oh, I know what you're gonna do. Instead of listening to the pop-up, let's go read the horoscope. Let's go listen to the stars instead of the God that made the stars.
outlook not so good. Everything's a game. Watch me. Everything, nothing serious for you. I'll do it later because I'm snacking. I'm eating. I'm relaxing. I'm chilling. I just need a break. I just need a moment. Baby, you had them kids. Didn't nobody make you have them kids. So you're going to have to learn how to raise them and rest at the same time. You play, you pay. See how quiet I just got? Because see, some of you parents, you want, watch me, you want somebody to feel sorry for you. I feel the Holy Ghost here. And you're going to look at me with this tone of face. I ain't scared of nothing, none of y'all. You want somebody to feel sorry for you. But you knew what you was doing. So now God said, all right, baby, it's on you. But I want to speak strength into every parent that feels tired, every parent that feels wore out, every parent, watch me, every person that feels like what you have to carry is a lot. I pray your attitude change about what you've been carrying. It's a lot, but I just need you to touch yourself. Lay your hands on yourself, say, but you got this. Because you can't treat it like it's a game. You can't treat it like it's a game. You too grown to just be on your phone all day. You too grown to just be on your phone all day. Paul said, I had to give up some childish stuff. I had to give up blaming people. I had to give up blaming my mama. I had to give up blaming my father. I had to give up blaming the ex that did me dirty. Paul said, I had to give up some childish ways. See, the Bible has childlike faith. There's a difference between being childlike, watch me, and being childish. And I pray that tonight, every childish way that we have, that we'd release that tonight. Just open your mouth, pray this. Say, Lord, I release my childish ways. Open your mouth and say it. Say, Lord, I release my childish ways. So this message is called How to Fix Your Attitude. So let's deal with fixing. Now, here's what's important. You can't fix what you don't admit is broken. Most people think they have a great attitude until they get around somebody with a great attitude. Most people think they're very excellent until they get around somebody that's more excellent. Most people think they're the best until they get around somebody that's better. You can't fix what you won't admit is broken. So when it comes to your attitude, what does it mean to fix or repair something? Which means there's something about your attitude that needs to be repaired. Well, where did it get damaged? Life damaged it. What's that? A hit. What's that? A hit. And I need you to feel it, but then I need you to move forward. We can't stay stuck here. Watch me, because a child wants to stay in their seat of hurt all day. But watch me, but that's not an option. Let me prove it to you. Have you ever noticed that if a child falls down, they nick their knee, they nick their head or something, if nobody says anything, they just get right up. But when you, they figure out that, watch me, that they're going to get attention. So some of y'all, watch me, you're childish because rather than getting up, you stay down there because people, where you at? What's going on with you? Are you sure you're okay? Your attitude looks a little off because getting attention became more important to you than moving forward. What's the second definition? To arrange or agree to a time, place, price, etc. To fix something, which means my attitude, I have to agree to have a certain attitude. Which means you can't say, this just has me feeling some type of way. No, boo, you agreed to feel that way. You chose to feel that way. You chose to let that make you have a bad day. But I need you to look at somebody and say, but I'm going to make a better choice now. Here's the next definition. Here's the next definition. To fasten something in position so that it cannot move. Which means there's certain things I have to do with my attitude. I have to lock it and make it positive. Watch me. And you're not going to move me. Now this, look at me. This can become difficult. Because what I've discovered about the enemy is that, watch me, he's pushy. What do you mean? Is that he's going to keep trying you until he figures out it doesn't work. He's going to keep trying you until he figures out it doesn't work. So watch me. So just, you know, lock it in. Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. So he's going to...
He's going to push you and push you and get you to move. But notice, but keep your feet locked. But notice, your position has to be, you can hit me from behind, I'm good. Hit me on the side, I'm good. Hit me from anywhere, I'm good. Watch me. I'm not moving. I've decided I'm going to have a positive attitude, and I'm fasting. I'm not going to move. I might take a hit, but I'm not going to move. I may feel sad for a few minutes, but I'm not going to move. I might be ticked off, but give me 10 seconds. I'll come up out of that because I'm not going to move. Slap somebody a high five. Say, stop moving so easily.
Next definition. To keep something or someone in sight. To fix your eyes on something. So here's what this means. What am I looking at that keeps me in a good, positive attitude? For most people, here's how most people live life. Can I keep it 100? It's Bible study, so let me just be direct. Because here's the deal. We don't have any time for cookies and cornflakes. What do you mean by that, Bishop? We don't have time to be going through the mulberry bush. We ain't gonna have all that. I just need to give it to you the way you need it, so then when you leave, you can make the change. Because for somebody, watch me, I heard the Lord say, if you change your attitude tonight, he's going to release the check in the morning. I don't know who that's for. Sit there and look at me like that if you want to. But there's something, your attitude is held up. There's something, your attitude is held up. But the moment you get your attitude together, God says, I won't withhold any good thing from you. Your attitude is about to go up. Do it with me. Your attitude's about to go up. Prophesy with your hands. Say, my attitude is about to go. Say it with me. My attitude is about to go. Say it with me. My attitude is about to go. One more time. My attitude is about to go. To keep something or someone inside. Here's how most people live life. They're walking like this. This is, say, forward. Ain't that the truth? I think that's on the Denver driver's test. How much can you look at the stuff you ain't supposed to look at to get your license, okay? I'm supposed to be looking this way. You looking behind you. There's a woman. You want to know her name? We don't know her name. Because what she did made her insignificant. Because she did something usual when she needed to do something unusual. As she's exiting Sodom and Gomorrah, the Bible says that she looks behind Lot and checks behind him. She looks behind him, and the Bible says that she turns into a pillar of salt. Now, check this out. The reason she was looking behind Lot is because Lot was a bad man. And I don't mean bad good. I mean like bad bad. I mean Lot's name literally means hidden motives. Lot offered up his daughters to be gang raped. In Genesis 19, when two angels come to the city and the men said, bring out those men that we might know them, Lot says, don't take these men, take my daughters. What father offers up his daughters and say, have a good time? This is the type of man Lot was. So the reason his wife checked behind him is because she knew he was no good. You know what's crazy about how, watch me, a lot of the way you feel is because of the people that you have around you. And the only reason you feel like that is because you can't really focus on your stuff because you're so busy checking on their stuff. Okay. You can't trust what they tell you because you got to go verify it. Oh, y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me tonight. Help me, Holy Ghost. You ready? Okay, so check this out. So she looks behind him because she's checking to see what has he done this time. But watch me. In doing so, the Bible says she turns into a pillar of salt. Check this out. Lot keeps living. She's dead. Now, why is this significant, y'all? Because Lot's wife fixed her eyes on the wrong thing. In this one moment, she has a bad attitude. It costs her everything. Look at me. What's ahead of you is too important for you to say, I just had a moment. Baby, you better have that moment in private, and you better learn how to fix your attitude. Your attitude's about to go. But then what else are we looking at? I'm looking at Jesus. I'm looking at his attitude. If anybody had a right to have a bad attitude, it's Jesus. 2,000 years ago, the same people he fed are saying, crucify him. Let me tell you something.
You ought to be glad I'm not God. Because if I was God, listen, even if something happened today, I said, Lord, I'd just start over. I just would start over, do Noah again, just flood it out, burn it up. Look, if I was God and they said crucify him, I'd be like, leprosy. I ball fall out. Foot break in half. Like, you know, Jesus doesn't, look at me, he says nothing. Because sometimes to have a positive attitude, you got to learn how to shut up. But I just speak my mind. That's why you don't have none of it left. Let's talk. You give everybody a piece of it. That's why you don't have much of it left. Sometimes to have a good attitude, you got to just smile and say, I ain't got nothing to say. Watch me. Because saying something sometimes, watch me, your fight to be right is going to make you miss what it is. If anybody had a right to have a bad attitude, it's Jesus. They're beating him. He could have turned around and said, your mama. They put a crown of thorns on his head. Can you imagine? He has to sit there and take this so that 2,000 years ago, people might do right by him. They might give. They might sow. They might worship. They got to be begged to do right in the house of God. Only God would die for people like that. And I'm glad he did. Let's pause for the cause. Because we may not be where we want to be. But let's thank God we're not where we used to be. Well, watch this. But let's thank God he didn't judge us for all of the crazy stuff we've done. If you maybe think you've been perfect your whole life, but how many of us know even after Jesus, we did some crazy stuff. The bigger your mess, the bigger your ratchet, the bigger your praise. On three, if you messed up a lot, give God a big praise. One, two, three, go. Come on, YouTube. Come on, Facebook. Come on, Instagram. Come on, Twitch. Come on the app. He didn't judge you like you should have been judged. He didn't throw you away like you should have been thrown away. This I recall to my mind. This I recall to my mind. This I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. Hallelujah. Let's go. I'm almost done. What does Jesus do? He says nothing. He says nothing. He says nothing. He says nothing. When he's hanging on the cross in between two thieves that deserve to be there. Here's how you know you have a good attitude. When you're somewhere that you don't deserve to be, with people who do deserve to be there. But you're not condemning the people that deserve to be there. Jesus, one of the thieves said, what did he do? The other was like, do you have any clue who he is? He said, today you'll be with me at prayer class. He's stuck in between two thieves because one is focused on the past, one is focused on the future, and he's in between the two. So why do I keep a good attitude? Because I got my eyes on Jesus. He didn't say, he didn't have a bad attitude. So who am I to have a bad attitude? And ain't nobody crucifying you. Ain't nobody beating your back. Ain't nobody, they talked about me. That's all they did? You ought to be glad. You know what you ought to do? What they say? Tell me everything they said. Why? Because when I see where I'm attacked, I'll see where I'm anointed. When I see where I'm afflicted, I'll see where I'm gifted. Stop running from it. I don't even want to hear it. No, I want to hear it. Who do men say that I am? Because whatever they're talking about, that's where God's about to bring about a miracle. Wherever they're throwing mud at you, that's where God's about to do something miraculous. Somebody shout, yes, Lord. Look at this. To continue to think about something or remember something. This is how you fix your attitude. To continue to think about something or remember something. This is how you fix your attitude. I continue to think about or remember. So when I'm tempted to be negative, I got to remember this isn't permanent. When I'm tempted to have a negative attitude, I got to remember this isn't my final stop. When I'm tempted to have a negative attitude, I got to remember. Sometimes you just got to, I get excited about this in the middle of the day. And something can be frustrating me, and I just, and then I'll just get excited and say, it ain't always going to be like this.
And the same God that I've seen work a miracle over and 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 over, he's about to do it. So I got to fix my attitude. But you can't fix what you don't admit is broken. So let me remind you real quickly what a negative attitude is, and then we're done. A negative attitude, it complains. It blames. It's always frustrated. Some of you all watch me. You never move forward because you're always frustrated. It's difficult to make good decisions when you're always making them from a frustrated place. Easily doubts. You don't believe much of anything. You don't believe much of anything. There's reasons that you could give, but the truth is you're just a doubter. Watch it. Easily angered. Let me just say this. For those of you who deal with people who are easily angered, you need to be careful, because one day that anger will turn on you. Watch me. They run from what challenges them. People with a negative attitude are always running from anything that looks like it challenges them. Say, Lord, I don't want a negative attitude. Okay? A neutral attitude. This neutral attitude, watch me, it ignores. Let's go neutral. Neutral attitude, it ignores. It's lazy. See, a neutral attitude is like, I'll get to it when I get to it. That's why you don't have anything. And what you do have, you don't want. A neutral attitude, everything. Watch me. I'm going to go here because I got to. Okay, now I'm going to take these non-prescription glasses off. Y'all know I just wear them for the look. Ain't not a doggone prescription in these glasses. Watch me. A neutral, and then I still take them off and put them on like I need them. A neutral attitude is lazy and it's complacent, it's indifferent, it's detached, it's disconnected, it's unemotional, it's Denver. This is the spirit of this region. It's neutral. I'll get to it when I get to it. I'm detached from anything. I'm disconnected from anything. I'm unemotional about everything. But I complain about everything. And it's not just Denver. It's several places. It's several people. But here's the deal. A neutral attitude, like a plane, a negative attitude nose down. A neutral attitude is just nose forward, which means the plane will stall. If you've ever been on an airplane, you'll notice. All you got to do is just get up, go to the bathroom, but go to the one in the back. If you go to the one in the back, you'll notice you're walking at an angle. And when you look to the front, you'll see that the plane is slightly adjusted up. Why? Planes don't fly neutral. They fly positive. Because neutral means they'll fall out of the sky because there's no lift up under the wing. So while you're saying, I just don't want to have any expectation because I don't want to be disappointed, you're about to stall. While you're indifferent, it's whatever. That's why you get whatever. Y'all ain't going to send that to me? Yeah, I don't attach to people like that. This is exactly why you can't have what you want, because you won't attach, and what you want requires attachment. You cannot not so love and expect to be loved. See how quiet it just got in the building? Ooh. Say, Lord, free me from a neutral attitude. Complacent. I'm good. You've been doing the same thing for 40 years. You complain about it every day, but you don't do anything to change it. Now, it's one thing if you've been doing it for 40 years and you have a positive attitude about it. It's another thing if you've been doing it for 40 years and you complain about it. I'm so tired of doing this. What you going to do? What I'm tired of doing? You're disconnected. Neutral attitude, they never connect to anybody or anything. And they're unemotional about everything. Nothing really ever riles them up. And the danger about these people is that can I just talk real? These are the ones to really watch out for. Because the truth is, it's not really that it's so much unemotional in terms of period. It's unemotional in terms of demonstration. That emotion is somewhere. It's locked up in them. And then one day, it's like Ned Flanders on Simpsons. They just snap. Google it. All right, here's the next attitude. A sickened attitude, they're negative about the positive. No matter what you say to this person, they're going to be negative. You have a nice dress on. Ah, this old thing. I wish I'd lose some weight so I could fit into the other. Baby, didn't nobody ask you that? Just say thank you.
You get him a gift. This what you got me? How come you didn't get me the blue one? It's no problem. Run that back. I'll take that right on back to the store. It's okay. That's why I keep the receipts. Listen.
Number two, they're destructive to themselves and others. A sickened attitude, so it's like a plane. They're an erratic plane. And the crazy thing about a plane is that you don't pay attention that your attitude is affecting the people that are riding with you. You don't realize that your attitude is creating turbulence for somebody else. You don't even realize that you being off is affecting somebody else.
Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me.
Okay? Destructive to themselves and others. Then look at this last one. They act as if they have nothing to lose nor to protect. A sickened attitude, they ain't protected nothing, so they live recklessly. And they don't, watch me, and they're not going to protect you because they don't have anything to protect themselves. Let me say this to every single person. If you find a sickened person, you need to stay single. Talk to me. Because watch me, if they have nothing to lose nor to protect, they're not going to protect you. And you're going to be like, you don't recognize my value. No. You don't know who I am. They don't. You don't care about me. They don't. But don't take it personal. They don't care about anything. But themselves. They selfish. Y'all still with me? Okay, how many of you will be honest that one of those three attitudes, you saw some of you in that? Wave your hand. Now, if your hand's not up, you're a liar, so put it up. You have a lion attitude. A land attitude. Lion attitude. All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. All right. So here's the deal. So we have to fix our attitude to match Jesus. I want to just talk this, and then I'm going to preach this. You going to go with me? Yeah. Y'all going to ride with me? Yeah. We're going to start out slow, and then we're going to hit the highway. Okay, we're going to take the on ramp, and we're going to go slow. But the moment we turn into that lane, somebody say, we're going all the way. We should fix our attitude to match Jesus' attitude. So what is Jesus' attitude? Philippians 2:5. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus did. Why does it say Christ Jesus and not Jesus Christ? Why does it reverse it? So for those of you that don't know, Christ isn't a name, it's a title. It's Christos, the anointed one, his anointed and his anointing. It's Moshiach in Hebrew, the Messiah. He's known as Jesus the Christ, but then after the resurrection, he's known as Christ Jesus. Why does it reverse the two? Because he's Jesus, the anointed one. But after he resurrects, watch me, he's the anointed one, Jesus. Why is there a significance? It's because, watch me, after you survive the worst, your identity changes. And I'm here to tell somebody, watch me, you're about to have an identity change because you survived the worst. You are about to be known as the Christ, the anointed one, his anointed and his anointing. I took a crushing, but I conquered it. I took a beating, but I beat it. I went through hell, but I made it. I went through high water, but I survived it. Is there anybody here where you're glad about it? Somebody say, I made it. Yeah, say, I made it. Through the worst of the worst, and I'm still standing. Do it with me, say, and I'm still standing. Do it with me, say, and I'm still standing. And my best is about to show up. My attitude is going up. My attitude is going up. Because of that, my money is going up. My family is going up. My business is going up. My relationship with God is going all the way up. Now put a praise on it. 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 Come on in the building. Come on online. You're about to have a swap. You're about to have a swap. You're about to have a switch.
All right. Let's go. Somebody say, it's about to be a switch in my life. Somebody come shake my hand. And you're about to close deals. And the same way I'm shaking your hand, your next is about to shake your hand. Roto basaya rete yanarana mama mama manana manana mangerere basaya. And your next is about to shake your hand. And your next is about to shake your hand. And your next is about to shake your hand. There's about to be a switch. And there's about to be a swap. Switch. 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 Swap. Switch swap, switch swap, switch swap, switch swap. We gotta go. We gotta go. We gotta go. Sit down. You must have the same attitude Christ Jesus did. Stay right there, stay right there. Verse 6, say verse 6. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Look at me. You want to know why your attitude goes negative? It's because you're arrogant. Come on, I just got to give it to you real. Touch your neighbor, say, stop being arrogant. Say, do whatever it takes. Say, you're not too good to do anything. Say, when you'll do anything, tell them, say, if you'll do anything, God's going to trust you with everything. Whatever it takes, just do it. If you gotta clean the toilet, it ain't always gonna be like this. It ain't always gonna be like this. It ain't always gonna be like this. I'm gonna do it with smile. It ain't always gonna be like this. It ain't always gonna be like this. Say it. It ain't always gonna be like this. Let's go. Verse 7. Verse 7. Stay right there. Instead, he gave up divine privileges and took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being when he appeared in human form. Look at me. Look at me. If you'll do what nobody else will do, you get to have what nobody else can have. So I want you to do this. Say, Lord, this is my position. Say, whatever I need to do, I serve. You have a yes. I'm not too good to give you a yes. I give up privileges to live my life to be a blessing to somebody else. Put a praise in the comments right there. Put a praise in the building right there. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, you were sent to serve. You were sent to be a blessing. You were sent to help somebody else. Let's go. Verse 8, he humbled himself, stay right there, in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Say obedience. You want to know why your attitude gets off? It's because you think you don't have to obey. You think obedience is a choice. How many of y'all grew up when you didn't obey, there was ramifications? Some of y'all, in your desire to be better than your parents, you took away what made you good. What made you good was that you got your tail tapped. I ain't talking about abuse. I'm not talking about that. You took away what made you fight like you do. What made you fight like you do? You had a struggle. Everything wasn't handed to you. Is there anybody in the building beside me where if you wanted to get somewhere, they wasn't picking you up and taking you everywhere? You were gonna figure out what that bus route is. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. What do you mean? What do you mean? And when you didn't obey, depending on where you grew up, you knew that disobedience is not an option. For some of y'all, watch me, your posture has been
Lord, if I feel like doing it, I'll do it. This is why your attitude changes. But your attitude has to be, God, I have no other choice but to give you a yes. We're going to go old school Pentecostal for about 60 seconds. Because in the old school church, they bring you to the altar. You can stay in your seat or you can come to the altar. And they make you clap your hands and tell them yes. I just need you to clap your hands in this building and tell them, say yes, Lord. Say yes, Lord. Say yes to your will. Yes to your way. Somebody say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Every day, every way, Lord, I pray, I give you my yes. 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 I give you my give you my yes. I give you my yes. I give you my yes. Let's go. Verse 9. Next verse. Therefore, say he had a good attitude. God elevated him. Bring me this chair. This chair. Say, my attitude determines my altitude. Wednesday, I need you to speak the King's English. Say, my attitude determines my altitude. Look at the verse. Therefore, God elevated him. Increased his altitude. To what place? The highest place. And gave him the name above all other names. Touch three people. Say, you're about to go up. Touch two more. You're about to go up. Miami, you're about to go up. South Africa, you're about to go up. Philippines. What's this? Verse 10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. In heaven, on earth, under the earth. Look at the next part. And every tongue will declare that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Go back to verse 9. I need to focus on this. We're done. Go to verse 9. Therefore, say therefore. God elevated him. Replace him with your name. So I'm going to read it. You say your name when I get to it. Therefore, God elevated. Your phone's about to ring. You're about to get an email. Your name's about to be brought. 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 Name's about to be brought. So what was his attitude? We're done. Say a positive attitude. Say, lock this in me. Say, lock this in me. Say, lock this in me. He was confident. I pray when you leave, you be confident. I pray when you leave, you be confident. I pray when you leave, you be confident. I pray that when you leave, you be confident. Confident doesn't mean I'm not facing something big. It just means I ain't never scared. And if I feel it, I feel it, but I still do it. If I feel scared, I'll be scared, but I'm still finna do it. Would you touch your neighbor on the shoulder? Say, you're gonna be confident. Type it in the comments. Second attribute of a positive attitude. Say, happy. Paul said this, because I know what some of you are saying. Bishop, I just feel sad. Feel different. But Bishop, that's not as easy. Yeah, it is. You're making it too hard. Paul is standing in front of King Agrippa in cuffs. Say cuffed. They had him locked up. And do you know what Paul says
Paul says to the king, hey, king, I think myself happy. In other words, my happy ain't gonna match what's happening. Because this joy that I have, the world didn't give it. And I'm not letting go, no ninja, take it away. I'm living my best life. And I'm happy. And I'm happy. And I'm happy. Tell somebody, say, and you will be happy. Say, and I will be happy. Oh, wait a minute. Number three. Sincere. Sincere. Say sincere. Say sincere. This means whatever I do it with all of me. A positive attitude. Can I speak bold? Say, Bishop, keep it 100. In the comments, type keep it 100. A happy attitude is not a half-assed attitude. I'm not cussing. Deuteronomy 22:10 says, thou shalt not plow with an ox and an ass together. Somebody say, it's in the Bible. Go back to the positive attitude. Say, whatever I do, I'm going to do it with all of me. 100%. Everybody look at me. Hold on one second. Because I need to say this so you hear me, and then we're going to go right back. We're pulling on the side of the highway. We're coming right back onto the highway. We're just checking the navigation. Don't park your car. You ready? Some of you will never, look at me, you've given so much to so many things in the past that you're scared to give all of you to anything now. Because you think, the last time I gave all of me, the last time I was committed, the last time I was sold out, the last time I did that, so I'm not doing all of that no more. Look at me. Nobody used you. Nobody took advantage of you. They don't have the power to do that. Ephesians 6:8, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord. I need you to lift your hands and make this declaration. Say, I'm all in, God. Say, you have all of me. Say, I'm all in. Whatever I set my hand to do, I'm going to do it with all of me. I'm not scared of losing. I'm a sower. I'm not scared of being taken advantage of. I'm a sower. I'm all in. That's how I win. Last two. Determined. Say determined. Or last three on this one. Say determined. Say it. Say determined. A positive attitude says, you're not going to stop me. You're not going to stop me. You singers, come up and get in my way. Come on. Y'all go ahead. And y'all get in my way. You can face me and just get in my way. But spread out. Just get in my way. No, don't leave me no space. Uh-huh. Come on. A positive attitude says, watch me. I won't be stopped. And some of y'all, I rebuke the punk in you because you're so scared to take another loss that the moment you face resistance, you say, God don't want me to keep going. But I pray that there be a boldness, throto bashaya, that rise up on the inside of you, that you would be determined, that you would not be stopped, you would not be shut down, you would not be blocked. Lift your hands, open up your mouth, say, I am determined. Thank you all. It's optimistic. Say, things are getting better. It's responsible. Say, I do my part. Come on, go with me. Say, it's responsible. I do my part. Here's a positive attitude. It's flexible. Say, things may change, but I'm good with it. Look at me. So the Lord had to help me with this one. Because when I say I want to do something a certain way, I want to do it the way I say it. So take this out. So we've been saying this for a few years. Every delay is to our benefit. And so, okay, cool, Lord. Every day is my benefit. It's to my benefit. And then he said this recently. He said, son, I said, yes, sir. He said, you're not enjoying the delay. He said,
I need you to be flexible and be okay that nothing is the way you want it to be. Touch your neighbor, say, be okay. Be flexible that some things aren't the way you want them to be. Yet. Some of y'all are so rigid, you can't enjoy the delay. You gotta hear me. Reliable. Say, I can be counted on. Tolerant. Say, I'm not trying to change grown people. Your attitude will feel better when you just accept what it is. Now, whether or not you get to come with me further, that's another discussion. But what I'm not going to do is have a bad attitude because you have one. That's what tolerant means. I'm not trying to change nobody grown. Say humble. I do what needs to be done. Say diligent. Say I don't stop. I can't stop. I'm a true soldier. I thought I told you. Everybody stand in the building and online. Lift your hands. Say, Lord, lock a positive attitude in me. Don't let these just be words. Let these be my lifestyle. My attitude is going up. And if your attitude's going up, your altitude is going. I dare 50 of y'all in this building to just start leaping like you're about to go up. I dare you at home to get off your couch. Get up in your cubicle. Get up in your cubicle. And just start leaping like you're about to go up. Yeah. Glory. Heads bowed, eyes closed in this building and online. Today, if you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure, wherever you're at in this building or online, on three, you're going to do the hand wave emoji. Say, it's me. 2,000 years ago, you just read what he did. He did it for you. And he had a good attitude about it. He didn't complain. He did not complain. He had a good attitude. He had a positive attitude. So today, turn your attitude and your attention to the Lord. If you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. On three, slip that hand up and do the hand wave emoji. One, two, three. If that's you, do it, and do it quickly, wherever you're at, in the building and online. Come on, church, let's celebrate him in the building and online. Everybody, pray this to me. Say, Father, thank you for dying in my place. Thank you for your love for me. I confess with my mouth, and I believe in my heart that you are my Lord and my Savior. Give me the grace to be a faithful Christian from this day forward. If I fall or if I fail, give me the grace to get right back up again. Today is the beginning of the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time or recommitted yourself to the Lord, scan the QR code or text Harvest to 55498. Some of you are saved, but you need a shepherd. You can live in Denver, Atlanta, anywhere across America, around the world, and we want you to connect and be a part of the Harvest family. You simply text Harvest to 55498 or scan the QR code, enter the option for Join HC. Listen, if you came in late, you weren't able to give, get your giving ready. If you're going to sow the seal, get that ready. What does it mean to sow the seal? When a word speaks life into you, you sow into that word. We've been doing that since May of 2022, going on 2 years now. In a couple of months. And the Lord says, son, if you do that, I'm going to release wealth. Say wealth. Into the hands of the people of Harvest. And that's exactly what God has been doing. What is our seed tonight? Our seed tonight, now here's what I heard the Lord say. Our seed tonight is going to come from 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. 13 and 11, what's that? 24. What's the verse? When I was a child, spoke like one, thought like one, reasoned like one. But when I became a man, when I chose to put away my childish attitude, when I chose to stop thinking that I can just sit up and do nothing and get something, when I chose to just stop sitting back waiting on something to happen, when I chose to get out of a passive place and a passive seat in life, then I became Say, I'm becoming. And what's good about it, sometimes you don't even see it. It takes somebody else saying, you know, you're changing. For you to even see your change. And you may not be where you want to be, but you ain't her no more. Some of y'all ain't looking, that's why you ain't laughing. And what is she doing? She ain't got no shoes on. Listen. You too grown to be walking out the house with no shoes on. Listen. How can you give? You could use the Cash App, $ Bishop Foreman with the number 2. I just use text to give. Text them out to 84321. Tap the link into the word Harvest Church. When you see the V, that's where you want to be. You can use PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Givelify. That's available to email us hello@harvestchurch.church. You can mail it in, P.O. Box 441004. How many of you feel better? You feel better? You should feel better. Now, here's what you need to know. You feel better, the enemy sees it. So just expect that, Mark. Just be looking like I'm. It says, be not ignorant to the devices of the enemy. So just be expecting something and just say, I already know how I'm going to deal with it. I will have a positive attitude, and my attitude is going to determine my. Expect. What do you mean expect it? It doesn't mean you go in defensive. It just means it's like, I'm not shocked. Like during this time, the feasts are coming up. I'm not shocked with certain things. During the feast, you said expect major changes. It was during the feast that Judas showed his hand. It was during the, it's quiet in the building. It was during the feast that Jesus saw who all of his enemies really were. So I don't get shocked. I'm like, show me God. And don't just show me who they are, show me my victory over them. Come on, lift your giving to the Lord in the building and online. I love you. Pop up tomorrow. I got lots of announcements and things that, good things. Say, great things are happening. Over the next few days to tell you. So make sure you have the app, text Harvest to 55498 to get it. Lift your giving to the Lord in the building and online. Say, Lord, lock this word in me. I will have a positive attitude. I'll fix my attitude to match your attitude. I must have that. And when I do that, I'll be in verse number 9. You elevate me to the highest place of honor, and you put my name above any name that would try to come against me. In Jesus' name, amen. Baskets are passing here at Grape Street online. You can use one of the online giving methods. I'll be down front to meet and greet you in just a few moments. Let's do it together, everybody. Love God, love people, and life.